Books on Tape presents The Afghan Campaign by Stephen Pressfield. Read by John Lee. Historical note. Alexander's Afghan campaign began in the summer of 330 BC, when his army entered Artukwana, modern Herat, and continued until spring 327, when he departed Bactra, near contemporary Mazuri Sharif, and crossed the Hindu Kush into India. The campaign was the lengthiest of Alexander's career, and the most difficult he ever fought. His adversaries were not main force armies, but free tribesmen of what is today Afghanistan and Turkmenistan, and horse warriors who inhabited the steppes and mountains that would become Uzbekistan and Tajikistan. Measures of barbarity were employed by both sides, unprecedented in prior campaigns, and the boundaries of warfare were stretched. Despite numerous victories, Alexander did not subdue the region until well into the third year, when he concluded an alliance with the warlord Oxiates by taking to wife Oxiates' daughter, Roxani. The stubbornness of the opposition may be gauged from the fact that when Alexander moved on to India in 327, he left in Afghanistan no fewer than 10,000 infantry and 3,500 cavalry, fully a fifth of his army, to keep the country from reverting to insurgency. Do you believe that so many nations, accustomed to the name and rule of another, united with us neither by religion nor customs, nor community of language, have been subdued in the same battle in which they were overcome? It is by your arms alone that they are restrained, not by their dispositions. And though